Good morning, Dion.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning, man. Good.
Out there running already? Is that the plan here this
morning? No, not yet. That'll be as soon as we finish. As soon as we finish up, we'll be back in the gym, working out, running, and get ready for the Giants.
Can I just get right into the whole Billy White shoes?
You like that? That was all right.
I mean, because everyone was sitting there going, look, Billy White shoes came out of nowhere. Was that something you did that just happened? Or was it, were you a big Billy White shoes Johnson fan?
Hey, it's just an old school thing. You know, love paying tribute to the guys that came before us. You know, most of the guys in the locker room just thinking about all kind of celebration. Wish we'd have won. Mm-hmm. It would have been a lot better. But the fact that I had the opportunity to do it, and then hopefully we'll see what happens next, you know. Got plenty of things in store, but
okay.
We'll see.
All right, so you got some things in the back of your mind that are ready to kind of...
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe to kind of look at some of the old school touchdowns.
Exactly.
Icky Shuffle. I mean, Icky Shuffle.
Icky was a great
Cincinnati.
One.
Cincinnati.
Icky was a great
Deion
one.
Little Deion Sanders dance. I saw that this weekend in college football. You told us. I'm thinking about this now. You came on. We talked about the Hernandez play. The
exactly.
ATM making it rain. And you
last
said
week.
If you scored, you had an old school look. So you've been thinking about this
for
a little while.
So, you know, most of the guys, I take the advice from some of the guys, what they want to see.
The talk after this game yesterday, Deion, was that mm-hmm. maybe Pittsburgh changed up defensively
right.
what they've done in the past. You've seen
right.
them as a 3-4 defense. They play a lot of zone. Uh-huh. Yesterday, a lot of man. Was that a big surprise
right.
to you and the offense, maybe a different look by that Steeler defense?
No, I wouldn't say it was a surprise, no. I mean, they did what they practiced to do. I mean, there's some times that they played man in the past and did some different things. Our biggest thing, we just didn't match the intensity of the game. Just overall, you know, the guys came out with a lot of energy. And we didn't do the same thing. We didn't match their energy at all. On the second note, we didn't, as an offense, we didn't take control of the game like we would normally would. You know, getting off the field, three and outs, had a bunch of three and outs, a lot of flags. And it seemed like I'm talking about the same thing every week, mm-hmm. but it is what it is. That's what we're doing. We're killing ourselves. You know, we get good drives, and then next thing you know, the flags back us up. Didn't do a good job in the red area every time once we got down. And putting the ball in the end zone. So, you know, when you start adding those things up, that's what happens with the score and then leads to losses.
So you weren't surprised by it, but how different is this wide receiver when they do what they did? They pressed you guys a lot,
right.
a lot of bump and run.
Exactly.
How much different is it for you throughout the game as they played more of that yesterday?
Right. Well, I mean, it's really nothing for us. It's just all about us getting open. You know, making sure we're trying to get to our depth. It's a little different if we got a 16-yard route. And his press, it may be short. So the timing and certain things may be off a little. But, you know, that was the time. Guys was open. I mean, this is the NFL. Hmm. I mean, hey, if we're running a route, my job is to win more than that my opponent. And that happened. The thing is, sometimes it's the timing. It may be a different look, maybe a little pressure here and there. So it's a lot of different things. You can't just sit and say, hey, just these guys playing cover one, guys wasn't open. That's not true.
Can a game like that kind of snowball for the offense? By that, I mean, you know, first drive, three and out. They come right down, it's 10-0. You get the big pick, but then they put a 10-yard drive together and go up 17-7.
Right.
It just seems like you guys could never get
exactly.
the rhythm, and it just sort of it snowballs kind of
exactly.
as it goes on.
That's our job to stay on the field, you know, because, I mean, they did a good job of keeping the ball. I mean, the time of possession was kind of crazy.
Doubled. I mean, you probably didn't feel like you earned your check
exactly.
out there for 20 minutes.
Before we knew it, we only would have had one series the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just not our football. The thing is, for us to see the way the game is going, when we kick the ball off, they had the ball for whatever X amount of minutes, 6-7 minutes. Our job is to go out there and make sure we match that. We got an answer on our drive, and we didn't. We went three and out. So,
how do you fight the frustration when you only looking to hear a minute 42, he had the ball in the first quarter.
Right.
How do you fight maybe getting a little bit antsy on offense and recognize, man, we got to make some plays
right.
out there?
What is the thing? You can't get out of whack. You know, the most important thing is staying calm, staying focused, so that we can go out and execute our plays and do what we're supposed to do once we get the ball. And instead of roll back, like I said, we didn't do that. And, you know, we pretty much put it on our hands as an offense. Our job is to make sure we go out and lead our team to victories.
Now, in preseason a lot, we see like Brady sometimes surprisingly come out after halftime because he knows how important that first drive is
right.
after half.
Yep.
Like you say, three and out, first drive of the game.
Yep.
Again, down 17-10. I think at halftime a lot of people are sitting there saying, well, you know what, 17-10.
Ain't
the
bad.
Way the time of possession
yep.
is going here, getting the ball back in the second half, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Again, three and out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the frustration and that kind of thing, knowing how important that drive
exactly.
is to get back into
it. I mean, yeah. I mean, we was frustrated at the same time, but you got to stay calm. even though the time possession was out of whack, even in the first half and going into the second half, we were still in the game. It's just that we didn't make that one or two plays that we needed to push us over the top, you know, to get us to force the game, control of the game, and we didn't do that.
No, that play on Gronkowski, the touchdown, or what wasn't a touchdown.
Yeah, it wasn't a touchdown.
I mean, well, yeah. You know, it should have been. I mean, but he didn't have time to replay it. You know, right. Didn't have time maybe to throw the flag. You guys are getting it wrong, but, you know, it cost you guys a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. Is that something? Did you see that play? Did you
see
it in the end
zone? No, I was on the sideline. I didn't even see it.
You didn't see any of
it? I didn't see it. Nah. Had some stuff going on.
Did they show a replay on in stadium there at Heinz Field? Did they show a replay of the Gronk catch? Because on TV, yeah, we were talking about earlier, we didn't see any sort of replay there.
Yeah, you heard the guys. You know, most of the guys were telling me about it and talking about it, but I didn't get the opportunity to see it. I mean, it was a lot of craziness going on with a couple calls here and there on the football field yesterday. I mean, it was a weird game. I would say that. I don't want to say nothing too crazy, but it was sort of weird.
Kind of like the big fight there, right to the no huddle. It was just a fight, melee fight, and everybody started running to the right. It was like a fight. I thought they said flags everywhere. Next thing I know, we're running to the line, and here we are. It's like, okay, we got an opportunity. Let's get back into this thing.
Right, right. Who was the fight with?
Oh, you remember the lineman? I don't know.
Yeah, remember the line was fighting. There was a bunch of fights throughout that game, man. It was, you know, that's what happened. You know, Pittsburgh, New England, man. You know, these guys, two teams meet each other. It's gonna be that type of game, and rightfully so. They were the best team yesterday. You know, that's the only thing I can say. They were the best team yesterday, and hopefully we see them down the road.
Big game next week. You guys got the Giants coming in.
Yeah.
Another team that likes to throw the football.
Exactly.
Eli Manning back there. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger looked like.
Right.
This guy's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, yeah. Eli, you know, he can say what he wants. I still don't think he's an elite guy, but they still got a lot of weapons over there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of weapons. You know, we got another tough task this week. You know, I think the best thing is that we're home. You know, we got a lot of time to go back and look at this film today, see what we made a lot of mistakes on, and start moving forward, getting ready for the Giants, and try to put a better performance on the football field Sunday.
Yeah, you said a lot of things went down in
Troy
the game.
Troy Brown's here, everybody. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
I snuck in the building, man. I still got my pass, too, I think, man. I think it's still
yeah, you
working.
Got it.
Yeah,
you
know
got
what I'm saying? Bro. I come in the player's entrance, you know? you talked about a lot of things happening, man. You got to give me a little something specific.
Man.
You get a couple of holding calls in there that didn't get called or something. I saw you a couple times.
On your hands up, man.
Chief.
I'm not going to call the league on you.
Yeah, please though, man. I'm pretty sure they may be listening to this tape, but it was I don't know, man.
They were aggressive.
They said they were going to make
I don't mind the aggressiveness.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What do you mind then? What are you getting to?
What you don't mind is all the extra. You know, all the extra stuff behind it. We're playing football. That's going to happen. I'm going to do some things. They're going to do some things. But it's going to be some extra stuff that happens after certain plays. I mean, even
Ryan
during
Clark?
The course of the plays.
But is that expected in that type of game? Or was it a little bit more? I mean, you know, you play the Jets. You play the Steelers.
Yeah.
You would think that that's the kind of game you're getting prepared to play.
Oh, we're always prepared to play play that game. I'm cool with that.
It's a physical game.
Yeah, we
know
that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We don't mind that, the physical play, but do it within the means of the rules. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, all the extra fight, we can fight. That's cool.
Clothes, you know?
Yeah, go back, man. Check it out.
Yeah, I saw a couple hands go up a couple times at referees.
And I'm going to be the last person holding my hands up.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to be the last guy holding my hand up for a guy holding him. And that's cool because I push off here and there, too. That stuff happens.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's done, you'll never see my arm extended. That's a flag on me. You know, if I elbow him, it's different.
It's like Troy. When I try to walk by Troy.
You can do that.
Yeah, that's within the rules.
Shoulder, you know, a little,
right.
Little something here and there.
But if I'm running around and I'm trying to come up my break and his arm is extended and holding my jersey, that's different. Mm. You know, than him tugging me as I'm running around.
Yeah.
I expect him to tug me and pull my arm.
True.
But if I'm breaking, that's different.
And also, I mean, throughout the course of the game, I mean, defense gave up a lot of yards, 20 yards and all that stuff. But for the most part, they were pretty solid in the red zone.
Exactly.
They made them kick field goals. And I think as fans, everybody's sitting back, you know, waiting for the offense is going to wake up sooner or later. And I think everybody kind of got that feeling. You saw you guys went in the 2 minute and it never really kind of clicked for you guys. It's just, I'm sure you
did a great job.
A lot of credit for that, too.
Right. Yeah. When it came out, they had a great game plan, but we also had one defensively as well. You know, bend but don't break. Like you said, they got all the way down the field. Yeah, they didn't score touchdowns. Now it's our job to go down and score to balance the game out. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and hopefully.
You know, there's a lot of talk, too, like Ike Taylor, the game that he had with Wes Welker. I mean, you know, that was probably Wes's quietest game. Mm-hmm. You know, and they came out. He was on to him the whole time. He took away a big weapon for you guys.
Right. Well, like I said, they had a great game plan. You know, I wouldn't sit and say, hey, he dominated Wes this and that. I wouldn't say that. I mean, we're going to see the film in a minute. But technically, I mean, there's some times that, hey, you can look at a film and say, if a guy running a route, is he open, is he not open? You know, a yard or two separation, he's open, regardless if Tom can get in the ball or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, whatever quarterback.
The thing is, we can't, you know, watching the game on television, we can't see
that. You won't see that.
Copy you guys watch. You guys, you see it the whole play the whole time, and you see everybody. Yeah. And, you know, we don't get to... the privilege of seeing what these guys
look, say. See, look, grab me.
I wouldn't say that. I played the game. I was in the game, so I know what happened.
He played in a couple games where he didn't get a ball thrown to him.
Right, exactly. That happens.
So he knows what's up.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Now, some time I was covered. Mm-hmm. You know, and that happens. These guys get paid, too. You know, hey, like I said, my job is to win more than my opponent. And I would say I did that.
Lou and I want to thank you, by the way, before you go watch this tape. Looks like you're staying in the Big East. Looks like Louisville's staying. I don't know if you missed that over the weekend.
Rick Pitino ain't letting them go
out of the Big East.
That was Rick decision.
West Virginia, Louisville. They took West Virginia. You're stuck with us in the Big East, Deion. You're stuck with us.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. You know, we love the Big East, though.
So we give a shout out. No,
Big East. Shout out to the Big East.
You got to go check out some Providence Louisville games again.
Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly. Come on, man, John. Yeah. Scott, get these guys on the road, man. Let them know, hey, we back on board. And we're ready to
We always wanted to be. We didn't want anything to do with the Big 12. Hey, I swear to God.
Man, look, now the guys in Louisville, we got it. We going. We're going to be all right.
Deion Branch, go watch the tape, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it,
man.
Deion Branch of Patriots Monday.